We set the trap and then sat down to wait. Then we waited some more. Finally, when the moon was well up and Frankie's stomach was making noises louder than the crickets, I got up, walked over to the bird bath, and brushed away the salt. Frankie went into the house to find something to eat, and I picked up the shot glass with the dandelion wine and headed back to the house.
Nice plan. Really nice. Would have worked, too.
I looked up, and there sat Willett, all 6 inches of him, on the top of the doorframe. He sat back with one knee held between his hands.
I thought the bird bath was a particularly nice touch. The color of the salt and all. Very nice.
I had to try. There doesn't seem to be any other way to get you to be straight with me.
Me? Not straight? When have I lied?
Your stolen treasure trove of jewels seems like a good example.
Are you going to throw that wine out?
I looked at the glass in my hand.
I think so. It's not doing me any good, and doesn't smell all that appetizing either.
Willett jumped off the doorframe and buzzed over to my shoulder.
Tell you what. Just to show I've no hard feelings about you trying to trap me and all, I'll take the nasty stuff off your hands, no charge. Huh?
I put my free hand over the shot glass.
No, I shouldn't have done it. I can't let you do something like that, especially after the way I broke your trust.
Hey, what are friends for if not to handle their best buds' problems?
I tapped the door with my toe and Frankie opened it.
I'm awfully sorry that didn't... Tony, there's a pixie on your shoulder.
Hey, you don't miss a trick, do you, big guy?
Well, I never...
I ignored them both and went into the kitchen. Willett left my shoulder and took up a position on the kitchen table. I sat down and held the shot glass with the wine before me, one hand still over it. I kept my attention on the pixie. Willett couldn't take his eyes off the glass. He licked his lips and fidgeted. It was almost like watching a junkie eye a fix just out of his reach.
What'll you give for this, Willett?
He glanced at me and then back to the glass, fidgeting some more.
What do you want? You know us? We're a poor tribe.
Uh-huh. Is that because your treasure was stolen or because you never had it in the first place?
I pulled the glass toward me a couple of inches.
Well, you know...
He took a step toward the glass and then stopped. I smiled nastily. I'm pretty good at that expression. I practice in front of the mirror.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? What is all this about? What is this key, really? I know it's not a jewel, and I know you never owned it. I know everything you told me has been a crap-loaded lie up to this point, and I'm up to here with it.
Willett's returning smile was pretty sickly. He needed to practice more.
Let me have a sip, and I'll talk. But you gotta...
I don't have to do a thing, will it? The way I figure it is, your lot's gone back on our agreement, which frees me from all of my promises. Isn't that the way it works? You're going to just love sobriety.
You wouldn't.
Try me.
Oh, sweet Bridget. You are a hard man, Anthony Mandolin. A very hard man.
Only when I have to be. Try telling me the truth now.
We got wind of something really, really powerful. So powerful, it would make us the top of the heap. Not even Oberon could kick us around. You seem to be able to find anything, and you're no chinch with the booze, so...
So you thought lying to me was the way to go. Typical.
Frankie took the chair to my left and sat down. He gave me one of his serious looks.
Show him the envelope, Tony.
What envelope?
This envelope.
Looks old. What's in it? I can see something in it.
I pulled out the card.
You mean this?
You've got it? Sweet Bridget, it's in the hands of a human.
What is it?
The map. Can't you see it?
It's a blank card, Willett. There's nothing on it. No one I've shown it to has seen anything on it. Even the Unseelie Queen couldn't see anything on it.
That's because they aren't built to see it, you stupid idiot.
Now, wait a minute. Now, aren't you all from the same place?
Pixies and fairies. You gotta be smoking that stuff they grow up north. Pixies and fairies don't get along. We never have. Everybody knows that.
Well, what does that have to do with anything? You say there's a map here, so show me!
He looked stubborn and crossed his arms, shaking his head. I leaned back.
Fine. I guess you won't be wanting any of this, either.
I picked up the shot glass and handed it to Frankie.
Here, it's all yours.
You can't be serious.
How's it taste, Frankie?
Frankie made a show of sipping a tiny bit from the edge of the glass, extending the little finger of the hand holding the shot glass.
Oh, marvelous. Simply divine.
You're not going to drink all of that, are you?
Go on, Frankie. The pixie doesn't want to talk, so bottoms up.
Frankie smiled and raised the glass to his lips.
Wait!
I waved Frankie's hand down.
What for? You aren't willing to do your part.
I'll tell you what you want to know.
Go ahead.
Frankie put the glass down and slid it gently over to the pixie.
Here you are, my good little man. Enjoy.
The pixie reached for the glass, and I put my hand over it once more.
Just a second.
Willett looked up at me, startled and angry.
Sorry, but I've learned to be careful with you folks. What guarantee do I have that you won't just down this and take off, leaving me none the wiser in the butt of another pixie joke?
Are you calling me a cheat?
If the shoe fits.
All right, you got me.
He placed a hand over his heart.
I swear by my kith, kin, and tribe, and the honor of the Fae, that I will tell you all I know of this key and its clues without reservation. Right after I drink the wine.
I ran the oath through my BS detector to see if he'd given himself a loophole, and didn't find any. Then I lifted my hand from the glass. Willett took the shot glass in both hands. On him, it looked like he was grasping a full-sized beer keg, and raised it to his lips. He drained the glass and then set it down and sat back against the glass.
Oh, that is good stuff.